Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan gedeeltelik bewolk raak en warm tot baie warm met enkele buie en donderbuie wat voorspel word vir Gauteng, as ook oor dele van Mpumalanga en die Noordwes. Geen reën word vir Limpopo voorspel nie. Pretoria en Rustenburg op na 31, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 27, Mbombela en Polokwane 28 grade.
So Alexandra op in die noord, daar ongeluk voor Londenweg, daar is baie swaar verkeer daar en jy kan ook vertragings verwag in Woodmead Ryland Suid in die richting van Maxwell Ryland.
Die EFF beplan om vanoggend strafregtelike klagtes te lê teen die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur Dean McPherson oor wat die party beskryf as sy korrupte inmenging by die sake van die onafhanklike ontwikkelingstrust. Die minister word beskuldig dat die trust sy uitvoerende bestuur en raad omseil het deur 'n e-pos aan 'n junior werknemer te stuur en 'n verslag te eis oor die vertraging in betalings aan Lone Rock Construction. Die maatskappy is aangestel om die sinkgate by die Waterkloof lugmagbasis te herstel. En die Verenigde Nasies sê Afrika bly die middelpunt van terrorisme wêreldwyd en meer optrede is nodig om internasionale voornemens in te stel om die plaag te stuit. Meer as 6000 terreurverwante sterftes is vir 3 agtereenvolgende jare in die streek aangemeld wat meer as die helfte van die wêreldsyfer uitmaak. Die VN sê die Afrika Unie se teenterreursentrum het verlede jaar meer as 3400 terreuraanvalle op die vasteland aangeteken. Ek skryf dit Suza, meer nuus om 9.
We are firmly at the business end of the first Grand Slam of the year. Earlier this morning, Iga Swiatek swept past Emma Navarro 6-1, 6-2, so she advances to the semifinals of the Australian Open. The Polish second seed will take on Madison Keys after the American sent Elina Svitolina packing. The other women's semifinal will pit Aryna Sabalenka against Paula Badosa tomorrow. In the men's quarters, there is some live action at the moment, and it looks as though Ben Shelton could be about to make it through to his first ever Grand Slam semifinal. He's up against Lorenzo Sonego, who won that first set 6-4. Tsaru will have to cough up a 14 million rand bill after its general council voted against Akali Sports Group's private equity bid. That was last month. ASD's proposal worth 1.4 billion rand for a 20% stake in SA Rugby's commercial rights failed to meet the threshold it required, which is 75% of the vote. Only 6 of the 13 voting unions were in favour of the deal. Kaizer Chiefs have bolstered their attacking ranks with the signing of a Congolese winger, Glody Makabi Lilepo. They reached an agreement for the French third tier side, Valenciennes, for a transfer fee believed to be about 9.6 million rand. Manchester City, meanwhile, have also announced some signings. The defensive duo of Abdou Kodir Kushanov and Victor Reis from Lens and Palmeiras, respectively. And a teenager has been arrested on suspicion of malicious communication following the online abuse of Arsenal striker Kai Havertz and his wife. He's a 17-year-old, the boy, and has been bailed out while inquiries continue. Havertz's wife posted on her Instagram story two direct messages that she'd received after a loss to Manchester United earlier this month, including one which included threats to the couple's unborn child. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacarina FM. Place more. Music.
Ooh, I'm blinded by the light.
You love. Like this.
The game. Game start.